Good morning and welcome on this Wearing of the Red Day, Pentecost Sunday. Kind of a change of the seasons. Easter season officially comes to an end today. We begin the long green season of after Pentecost next week. But on behalf of Deacon Bill and Cantor Dave and our computer guru Tom Castle and myself, we welcome you to worship this morning, live streaming with Zoom. And every Sunday we tweak things a little bit. So each Sunday as we've been gathering together for worship, I've been sharing with things with you that you are thankful for or that I am thankful for. So what are you thankful for today? A couple of things crossed my mind this week. The Thursday lunch bunch met in an abbreviated session to make sandwiches for Cathedral Kitchen, peanut butter and jelly and bologna and cheese, I believe. The food pantry was open for food insecure folks in our community and around our community on Memorial Day, and they are accepting food donations on Fridays from 9 to 11. Our food pantry is now open every single Monday, two times a day, 12 to 2 and 5 to 7. Charlie and John from property were all over the building this week doing necessary wiring for our new camera system. Gifts have been sent to Young Adults in Global Mission for Pastor Kristen and New Jersey Farmers Against Hunger, money that has been received in offerings from Sunday school over the past few months. The church building might be closed itself, but the church has never closed. The church continues to minister in the name of Jesus Christ, and that is thanks to your generosity. So there's one more thing that I'm thankful for today, and that's the telephone. To be able to hear a human voice and not just connect via email. This past week, Deacon Bill and I were emailing each other, and I think he could sense that I was frustrated or something, whatever the mood was that day. And all of a sudden my phone rings and we talk. Deacon Bill and I have started calling every household in our orange directory, one of us starting at the front and one of us starting at the back. And like laying the first track across the continental United States, the goal is to meet in the middle, and we'll get there. Ministry night will be held tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Via Zoom. This time it is strictly with the chairpersons of our various ministry teams. So get your phones ready to send someone's Christ peace when we share the peace together. Last Sunday was awesome. Thank you for those of you who reached out to me and passed the peace to me. And at the end of the service, this is something different, instead of a postlude, there will be a gift of music from the Association of Lutheran Musicians. It's about 960 vocalists and about 300 plus instrumentalists, some from our area. And we will be playing that for you at the end of the service. So the service will end in a little bit different manner, but this piece of music is just beautiful. And it is a gift to the church from the Association of Lutheran Musicians in honor of the pandemic that we're going through and Pentecost Sunday. And so now let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship God. My prayer is that our time together will be a time of peace and hope and grace for each one of you. And we begin worship with the brief order for confession and absolution. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors or families or friends as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us. Free us from the urge to speak with haste, offending those we fail to fully understand. Let our words always honor your wondrous love so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for each one of us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to each one of you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, on this day, you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit. Direct us by the light of that Spirit, that we may have a right judgment in all things and rejoice at all times in your peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So, whoops, I need my little sheet here. So good morning, boys and girls. Are you still in your jammies? Are you all up and dressed? So Rachel and Nate and Kate and Elizabeth and Christopher, Olivia, Allie, Rachel, David, Annie, Harrison, Benjamin, Grace, and Brian. Welcome to church this morning. So Pentecost Sunday, and you know what? I know Brian Campbell, you had a birthday yesterday. And today is a day that we celebrate the birthday of the church, Pentecost Sunday. All kinds of exciting things happened this day in Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit came, people were speaking in all kinds of tongues, all kinds of languages, and they understood each other. And Jesus sent the promised Holy Spirit. And we were given a job to do. All of us have this same job because we've been baptized. And that's to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. And so that's why on Pentecost Sunday, we celebrate and often call it the birthday of the church. And I was thinking, well, maybe I could have a cupcake here and we could blow out a candle, but then I'd have to eat the cupcake. And that would make my face look all messy. So today, it's a very special day in the life of the church. It's the day of the birth of the church. It's a time that we celebrate Jesus telling us to go out and give the good news and share that good news with everybody. So happy birthday, Brian, a day late. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the wonderful gift of your Spirit. Your Spirit emboldens us, it encourages us, and it helps us to share your good news. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The first reading is Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. Pentecost was a Jewish harvest festival that marked the 50th day after Passover. Luke portrays the Holy Spirit being poured out upon the disciples before the gathered and astonished people assembled in Jerusalem for the festival. Filled with the Spirit, the disciples were able to witness to the power of Christ's resurrection. Verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came the sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at the sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 104, beginning with the 24th verse. "How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide, with its swarms, too many to number, living things, both small and great.
There go the ships to and fro, and Leviathan, which you have made for the sport of it.
All of them look to you to give them their food in due season.
You give it to them, and they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your Spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. O Lord, rejoice in all your works.
You look at the earth and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 through 13. Paul is helping the Corinthians understand the relationship between our God-given unity and Spirit-created diversity. The Spirit creates the unity of faith and gives all Christians diverse gifts for the common benefit of all. We need one another's diverse spiritual gifts because the same Spirit has given them to each person for the common good. Verse 3, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom. To another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Speak, O Lord, your servant is listening. You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter, beginning with the 19th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. The risen Jesus appears to his disciples, offering them a benediction, a commission, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I love it when Pentecost Sunday comes around and Reformation Sunday, because the church is all festooned in my very favoriteest color ever, which is red. Sadly, we only use it a couple times a year, don't we? But it is Pentecost Sunday. And we hear some powerful lessons. I grew up in the Midwest, in Wisconsin, and it is Tornado Alley. I grew up being taught from a very young age what to do when the tornado sirens went off in town. We knew where not to go and what to do. And if we were at home, we knew that we were to head to the basement immediately. As an adult, I remember we had some friends over to play cards one night in our little apartment on the second floor of this old house in Milwaukee, and all of a sudden the sirens went off. And our friends and my former husband and I scurried to the basement. We grabbed our bottle of wine and our decks of cards, and we scurried to the basement, and we spent 3 or 4 hours in the basement playing cards until we got the all clear. When a tornado hits, it's horrible. It's horrible. Bricks fly. It's devastating and killing. They are not any fun. They are downright frightening. The noise is almost impossible to describe. It is deafening as bricks slam against the house and homes are ripped from their foundation. And the sound carries for miles and miles. And that is the setting we enter into on Pentecost Sunday. Oh, there are not any bricks flying around. But the Holy Spirit is not a quiet, passive God. She comes with a roar like a lioness. He arrives like a train crashing into a concrete wall. There's absolutely nothing subtle about the Holy Spirit. We have three very different pictures of the Holy Spirit in our lessons. In Acts, the violent wind dances on the heads like tongues of fire, empowering people to speak in other languages so that all might know what God has done in Jesus Christ. What I think we sometimes don't understand about that story is people from all over the region had gathered, people who spoke many, many different languages. The miracle of that day was they could understand each other. It's not that they all of a sudden began to speak the same language. And in Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, he is helping them understand the relationship between their God-given unity and their Spirit-given diversity, all the various gifts they have been blessed with. And in the gospel, we have come full circle from the second Sunday of Easter and the dense dozen. Today's lesson is actually part of that same text from that Sunday that, I have to say, seems so long ago now. Today, Jesus is offering the disciples a benediction. Peace be with you. A commission and the gift of the Holy Spirit. The story from Ascension Thursday and last Sunday's comes to fruition today. Kind of the completion of the story. Because next week we're going to start something brand new. Each one of the lessons talks about the Holy Spirit in a very different way, but they all are in harmony on one point. When the Holy Spirit comes, things change. In each lesson, the Spirit's presence is at least as disruptive as it is comforting. We often like to talk about the Holy Spirit being the comforter. The Holy Spirit's the advocate, and the Holy Spirit is a disruptive spirit. Why? Because resurrection isn't more of the same. It's new life out of death. It's Zooming services live instead of in person. It's new life out of death. And so I ask each one of us, including myself, is this really what we want? I mean, while I've never actually heard somebody pray, "Come Holy Spirit, that we might remain exactly as we are," that's often how we act, and I include myself in that statement. For whatever we may mouth on Pentecost, most of the time we resist meaningful change in favor of the way things have always been done. We've always gone to Ocean City for our vacation. We wouldn't dream of doing anything any differently. The thing is, there is no the way things have always been done. Only the way we've done them in recent memory, which of course really means the way I've gotten comfortable and used to them being done. Lots of the things that we do, from our family traditions to school traditions. In my daughter's, Chris's, college tradition, and she knows I'm talking about her, the tradition was milk and cookies in the evening. It was a tradition for so many years, students and alums could not remember it not being done. In fact, every new student received a gift package from the Alumni Association of Mount Holyoke College. It was a mug, a Mount Holyoke mug, to use for M&Cs. The tradition of M&Cs, milk and cookies, is a part of their school songs to this day. About a few years ago, budget restraints meant cutting this beloved tradition. Change was in the wind, and no one was happy, including the alumni. That would be my daughter. We all need a heavy dose of the Holy Spirit to grant us both creativity and the courage to enter into a new spirit of invention and experimentation. We need a dose of creativity to help us think outside the box, and courage to not give in either to our own insecurities or to the insistence of others that we can't change because we've always done it this way. I've actually raised a word that makes people around St. Matthew's shudder, and that is TV screens on the wall. Some very brief thoughts about living into this vision of spirit-led change. Since no one, including me, seems to have a very strong attention span this week, I'll keep it really short. Creativity. It's not nearly as much about having original ideas, but rather paying attention to what we see outside, being surprised and inspired, and applying that creativity to our own context. For those of us who like crafts of any kind, whether it's with wood or paint or clay or fiber, and I love to create with fabric, our ideas are not necessarily always our own. Our creativity is inspired by Pinterest and other places, by looking at nature. So creativity is not necessarily about having original ideas. And when we face change in favor of the traditions that we are used to, I find two things immensely helpful. It is important to honor the tradition in question as something that has definitely been meaningful for not only others in dialogue, but for yourself. Milk and cookies was not only important to the staff of Mount Holyoke, but to my daughter Chris and her friends. In church life, many of our traditions and practices have nurtured us in the faith and deserve our respect and our honor. Second, how about if we ask this question as change comes blowing in on us? Is the tradition still working for us, for the children, and perhaps grandchildren of this and the next generation? M&C's really was not working for two reasons at Mount Holyoke. Increased consciousness about healthier eating habits and financially. In church life, are the practices and the ways we do things working for our children, our grandchildren? Our MSP, Ministry Site Profile, emphasizes our desire to be a church that welcomes families of all sorts and children. So is the way we are doing things conducive to children of today's world? Children who live in a technological age that we adults have trouble keeping up with. Hopefully, if we are pressed and asked to choose between the church of our parents and a church for our children, we will choose our children, hands down. This change stuff that the Holy Spirit pushes on us is hard, and it makes us nervous. The Holy Spirit that we celebrate on Pentecost has a way of not only shaking things up, but also granting the courage and confidence to see things through. For this reason, we pray now more than ever, come, Holy Spirit. And now to the end of the story of M&C's Milk and Cookies at Mount Holyoke. The creative solution, Mount Holyoke M&Cs are only served on weekends. Christ is truly risen, my friends, and his Spirit is out in the world going ahead of us to lead the way, behind us to give us a push when we need a push, and on our side to bolster us up and give us courage now. Amen. uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for those convalescing, homebound, and all affected by this continued social isolation. For our first responders, for our military members, their families, doctors, nurses, medical technicians, all essential workers, those working tirelessly to find a cure and a vaccine, our reserves serving in New York and Connecticut. And gracious God, we lift up before you the hurricanes and tornadoes taking place in 15 cities across our country this week. We lift up before you all those who have been affected by racial injustice, and for the thousands and thousands of deaths from COVID-19 worldwide, we pray for Shane Clark, Ray Fosick, John Fisher, Willie Thomas, Patricia Sullivan, our call committee and process, our Stephen Ministry caregivers and receivers, our loved ones in nursing homes who are so isolated and alone, and others we name before you in the silence of our hearts or out loud on our lips. Bring healing and relief to all, and give us hope in the promise of new and eternal life, where pain and suffering will be no more.
Our response today is, hear our prayer. We call on your spirit of unity, giving thanks for our different vocations. Activate and utilize the diverse gifts present in your church, that they reveal your love for all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We call on your spirit of life, present in air, wind, humidity, storms, and oxygen in our atmosphere, breathing energy into all things. Heal with your breath the whole creation, especially those who struggle to breathe due to air pollution or certain other medical complications. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We call on your spirit of righteousness. Wherever we as a people are divided, unite us. Wherever we are prideful, humble us. Give each one of us a heart for justice and empathy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We call on your spirit of healing. Bless nurses, doctors, midwives, chaplains, counselors, and hospice workers as they care for those in need. We pray for all who long for comfort and compassion. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We call on your spirit of friendship. As Elizabeth welcomed Mary to her home, give us a spirit of welcome to those whom we meet in this congregation and outside our doors. Surprise us daily with unexpected grace, that we rejoice in every blessing you send. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We call on your spirit of hope. As you have led your saints in all times and places, stir in us the desire to follow their example, leading us from death to new life in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. And now, with bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, before I share the peace with each one of you, get your phones out and get ready to be able to send somebody, a friend, a neighbor, a family member, a peace, sharing the peace of the Lord with them. I had mine all ready. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And now we pray the Lord's Prayer as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Be sure to stay tuned after the dismissal for our gift video presentation of O Day Full of Grace from the Association of Lutheran Musicians. And now, Christ is risen. Alleluia. Go in peace. Share the good news. Stay safe. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.